Thursday night's television viewing probably would present some difficulty in making a choice for families. Fans of Penelope Keith will want to watch To the Manor Reborn on BBC One at 9 o'clock. But I suspect there would be a large vote to choose BBC Two at the same time to watch Tom Hollander's antics in Rev. But if I'm watching and have a choice, I think I will be changing to Channel 4 again at the same time to watch a programme called Living with the Amish. I once visited that part of the world and was very impressed by it. It's one of those programmes about changing places with someone who is on the opposite side of some spectrum or other from yourself. And in this case, it's putting two young English teenagers, a spoiled 18-year-old girl and a public schoolboy from Eton, living with Amish communities in Ohio and Pennsylvania for 6 weeks. Charlotte, the young English girl, tells the Radio Times how very different she found life in her new surroundings among the Amish. She'd never washed a dish in her life, she said. And the thing that she missed most of all was putting on her makeup. At home, she says, it usually takes an hour. And setting out a new outfit, because it was kind of religion for me. But as soon as I lived with the Amish, I lost that need. When I realized that for those people, it's all about inner beauty. So it was a very startling discovery for an 18-year-old that we are to be valued for our inner beauty rather than anything that cosmetics can do for us. To believe that inner beauty exists is for many people a great difficulty, because it is something obviously which our modern world pays very little attention to. Our news, our media are filled with stories about how brutal human beings are. So we can do with reminding ourselves this morning that the soul is our greatest gift, and that within us there is an inner beauty that nothing can destroy. And that is one of the reasons why at funerals we incense the dead body, because we believe that the soul within it was the dwelling place of the Holy Trinity. At evening prayer last night, we read this passage from the Ephesians. God appointed Jesus as supreme head of the church, which is his body, and as such holds within it the fullness of him who himself receives the entire fullness of God. I'll read it again. God appointed Jesus as supreme head of the church, which is his body, and as such holds within it the fullness of him who himself receives the entire fullness of God. So we might think of that when we receive Holy Communion this morning, that you hold within you the fullness of Jesus, who himself has received the entire fullness of God. It's a very awesome thought that we hold within us the entire fullness of God. And one of our old priests, when I was a young priest, used to say that when we leave Mass, we shouldn't genuflect to the tabernacle. We should genuflect to each other. And we know, as we're always being told, that every baptized person has received the Spirit of God, has become the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit and of the Blessed Trinity. And that is our best reason for respecting others. And Jesus, in that gospel we've just listened to, tells us to look on those in any kind of need as himself, to treat those in trouble as we treat Jesus himself. And Tom Hollander in Rev reaches out to the drunk on the park bench for that very reason. So when we reach out to help another, we have this wonderful reason for giving ourselves to others in their troubles. that we are seen by Jesus as doing it to himself. So we ask ourselves, who today or where today will we meet Jesus in disguise? Whose burden needs my helping hand or needs to lean on me for a few moments to steady themselves while they find their way forward? I have a favourite description of priesthood in our time, which is very different from the image of priesthood put before us when we were training to be priests. And it's by a Dublin priest, Father Martin Tierney. And it is very valuable insofar as it shows where your priesthood and mine, that of the ordained and the baptised Christian, coincide. And here is what Father Martin Tierney writes. My image of the priesthood has been that of Simon of Cyrene, pulled from the crowd, struggling perhaps. He was chosen to carry the cross behind our Lord so that Christ could struggle forward to Calvary, death and ultimate resurrection. Every day Jesus struggles forward in the person of the poor, the demented, the sick, those who have no one to love and support them, the separated, the divorced, the unmarried, the unmarried mother, the unemployed. They look, some unfortunately, in vain for a Simon. They look for someone who will help to lift the cross just a fraction from their back so that they too may struggle forward towards ultimate happiness. It is the great privilege of the priesthood that so many people accept our ministry. We, you and I, as baptized Christians, are in the beautiful and sacred position that we have been called from the crowd to lift and carry the cross with Jesus in his most distressing disguise.